Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Alec Hedna on the line, and he is Managing Partner over at VG Partners. Alec, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Happy to be on.
All right, Alec. So excited to get into VG Partners and really how you're helping businesses improve execution and really grow their earnings. But before we get into the main event, I'd like to start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Alec, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Alec, what mission matters to you?
So at our firm, VG Partners, we focus on giving voice to the organization and getting into the front lines of a company and mid-level and lower-level management of a company and listening and giving voice to those ideas or initiatives that could improve profitability at the company, whether that's growing revenue or making processes more efficient, et cetera. And what we have found over the years is that the answer to improve profitability almost always lies inside of the company already. And so our mission is to listen and dig that out and then help the person who has the idea, the initiative, put it in a business case or a way of talking about it that executives can understand it, make a decision on it, and implement it. So our mission is giving voice to organizations.
Oh, that's great. Love bringing mission-based individuals and organizations on the line to share, you know, why they do what they do, how they do it, and really what we can all learn from it so we all benefit and grow together. That's the whole point of Mission Matters, for us all to grow together. Just to get us kicked off here, Alec, I mean, like, how did you get interested in kind of going down this path where you're helping businesses and business owners?
Well, two of my friends about a decade ago invited me to join them at VG Partners. And so that's how I got into VG Partners. But before that, I had been, I'd run a large division of a bank, and I had been the CEO of three different software companies and worked at McKinsey and Goldman Sachs before that, went to Harvard Business School. So I had a strong business background. And what I really loved about Vici was this concept that the answer lies within. You know, that if you want to improve profitability, the people in the company have probably been rolling around in hundreds of ideas that, if properly understood, could be implemented to drive a material improvement to earnings. You know, a lot of times CEOs think that they just need to be told the answer by a smart outside consultant. Mm-hmm. We just believe the opposite. We believe that a lot of the changes that should be made in a company in terms of treating customers better or, being more efficient in how technology is delivered inside of the company or how customer care works, servicing the clients, all the answers around efficiency and revenue growth, already lie inside of the company. And the issue is there are thousands of them. So what are the few hundred that you're going to focus on and actually implement? So that's what we do at VG Partners. We look, listen, and feel, and with our clients build business cases around the 10 or 20% of all the ideas that we've heard that actually should be implemented and can improve, you know, improve profitability in the short term.
What are the type of companies that you tend to work with or you find get the most value out of working with you and your team? I mean, whether it's, you know, industry size or like whatever metrics you're looking at.
So we work across all industries. Our smallest clients are about $200 million in revenue, and those tend to be portfolio companies of larger PE firms. And then we work all the way up to Fortune 100 companies, you know, $50 billion plus. And it's amazing that no matter how big or small the company is, that the process works in the same way, which is there are always opportunities to listen better to your frontline employees and to your customers and to your suppliers and to run the business better. My favorite story of how that can make a dramatic near-term difference is in a very large insurance company. I was doing a brainstorming session in the mailroom with a bunch of guys in the mailroom, and one of them said, you know, we seem to be sending out a lot more mail than we used to. I said, oh, well, how much mail are you sending out? And he said, I don't know. There are like 30 mail centers across the company. I said, okay, well, let's figure out how much you're currently sending out. So it took us about a month to go and figure that out, and it turned out that in modern times, with electronic media, this firm was spending $250 million a year sending out paper, alerting customers to which doctors were no longer on the list, details of their insurance plan, sending out big fat books with all of the different doctors you could use in your geographic area. And, you know, it just wasn't necessary. So what we did is we focused on the pieces of that that were easiest to change right at the beginning. And that piece was the $9.5 million we're sending ourselves own office tax. And you would think that would be the change. Not. In this case, general counsel, the budget or email for FedExing contractors as soon as they finished a project, and he was always within budget, so nobody asked him any questions. And similarly, the head of HR sent all new HR programs, like here's a new benefit for eyeglasses that you hadn't heard about. She sent it all out in FedEx and glossy materials to people's homes so that they would read it, so they would perceive the benefit. And getting those two senior executives who had the budget, who were within budget, to change their ways was not easy. And we worked closely with that guy in the mailroom to convince the general counsel that if he had a better list of all the contractors, he could try first via email and then follow up via phone before spending $12 on the FedEx. And similarly, with let's do it online. Let's do it interactive. Let's show the benefit of this new program and allow the employee to sign up in real time for the program. And once she saw that she got much higher enrollment through using the online, she stopped FedExing. So it's just an example of what we do, right? The idea lived inside of the company, but it was hard to quantify initially. And then hard to get the powerful people in the company to change their mind. And so at Vici Partners, we are the story listeners and then the story creators, understanding all along the way that most ideas that are inside of companies that have not gotten done because they're powerful blockers. And our job is to understand how to unblock those pieces so that earnings can grow.
Wow, what a great story. And I know as some people are listening to this, like I hope, and I always say, when I listen to stories like this, I know the first thing I'm thinking about is like how it applies to me or how it applies to Mission Matters, our company, and then I think of other companies that it applies to. And what I like about your example is it's so clear, and it just lets us know that, in my opinion, lets us know that there's always, even when we already have something figured out, like there's always, there's usually some value into going back and seeing if things can be done a different way, a better way. And I find, like every time we've worked with consultants or some our outside help, like just in general, I find that having that outside viewpoint as well, and that other, you know, that other perspective, like it's valuable, because otherwise when you're inside the company, if all of your ideas are also coming from inside as well, in terms of implementation and what should be prioritized, like sometimes things get mixed. Like, for example, in your example, like in the mailroom exam. First off, you get your hands dirty. You told me you're in the mailroom brainstorming, so I like that part about you already. So you're in the trenches with your people. But then that could have, like, had, you know, VC Partners not been, you know, working in that particular situation, that could have just been another thing that was on a list to one day look at. But instead it wasn't. It was implemented over time. I know that didn't happen overnight, by the way. And now there's that lasting value and for the company. And also for, in the case of the end consumer or end like benefactor in this case, in your example, you know, the people that were doing enrollment, the company won on cost. The individual that was in charge of enrollment for any whatever particular benefit that was also had a win because they saw an increase. And then you had a win too. So, I mean, just a lot of win-win scenarios I'm hearing here.
Absolutely. And the most important win is the guy in the mailroom when he's at corporate headquarters and he rides up in the elevator and he sees the CFO, knows who he is. Hey, you saved me $9 million. You got any other good ideas? Right? So it's, you know, we go to work in part for the money, because we have to live,
of course,
and support
of course.
Our families and ourselves, but we also go for the meaning. Mm-hmm. And by giving voice to people in the organization and helping them along the way to get the idea or initiative actually decided on and implemented, they now feel like they have meaning. They made a difference in the company. And, you know, did the guy in the mailroom ever think he was going to save the company $9 million a year? No, but he did. And he feels better about coming to work every day because of that. And that is very satisfying. That's what we get excited about. You know, we love to give voice to the organization and to show the economic benefit of doing so to the executives and to the shareholders.
It's a great story, Alec. Well, I have to say, it has been, you know, great having you on the show today. I'm just curious as we're going to, for context for everybody that's listening to this, we're recording this in March 2023. So, I mean, what's next, Alec? What's next for you? What's next for VC Partners?
So we're always looking for good clients, you know, typically between $200 million in revenue and multiple tens of billions. Our particular profile are companies that need to focus on profitability. And typically we are improving our clients' profitability by 25% within 2 years. Our model is somewhat unique in that we put our money where our mouth is. And most of our fee is paid when the cash is actually delivered from the initiatives. And that differentiates us from a lot of the, you know, famous brand name consulting firms who in general don't do that. And, you know, if people are interested in learning more, they can either email me at ahudnut, that's A-H-U-D-N-U-T, at vicipartners.com, V-I-C-I. Partners with an S.com, or they can go to our website, www.vicipartners.com, and take a look. But we're always looking for new clients that we can serve, so that we can have more great stories to tell about how empowering the frontline workers to be involved in the business is the long-term key to profitability.
That's wonderful. And we'll put that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and really head right on over and check you out and follow the journey. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to or engaging with the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason they're behind their mission, and really what we can all learn from that so that we all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Alec, really appreciate you making some time for us today. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Adam, appreciate it. Enjoyed it. Have a great day.